Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The winds of change are blowing through Raider Nation, and Silver and Black Today keeps you up to date with the latest news and views about your Las Vegas Raiders.
Touchdown, Las Vegas!
With insight, opinions, and interviews, we're on the cutting edge of what's happening now.
Now,
with the latest on your Raiders and the NFL, your host, Scott Goldbranson and Mo Moten.
Welcome back. The NFL draft is the subject in this segment of Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original podcast covering the Las Vegas Raiders. Scott Goldbranson, Mo Moten with you. Do us a favor. Follow us up on X. Have conversations with us. Don't be a snapperhead, though. For those of you who already follow, you know what that means. You can follow Mo on X.com at Mo Moten, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. And you can follow me at LV Gully. And the show is SNB. The three letters today. So come up there and chat with us. All right, Mo, let's get into the draft. Of course, we got a lot of time to talk about the draft, and we're going to go through that whole progression. But I want to touch on it here since it's the people are starting to shift their mindset to that. We talked about the top priority being a quarterback and the needs in the trenches and beyond. But I want to look at this because a lot of folks look at the draft and they think, well, boy, if they're going to move up in the draft for a quarterback, we'll start there. There's really 6, 7, even you could argue 8 teams that are in need of a quarterback. I mean, look, the league is quarterback hungry because guess what? It's the most important position on the field. And so you look at teams that are that are 1 through 3 in the draft right now, which is Chicago, Washington, and why am I forgetting the third one?
New England.
New England, thank you. Patriots. So you look at those three. And you say, okay, well, the Bears already have a quarterback. No, they're going to take Caleb Williams unless you give them a just amazing offer. Literally, Godfather can't refuse, right? So there's three quarterbacks. The top three quarterbacks might be off the board right at the top. So the Raiders, maybe they can move to 3. Maybe they can move to 4, 5, maybe. But is it going to cost them too much? That's the question. I don't know. Again, everybody's, well, they just got to move up. Well, yeah, you got to have a partner to move up. Somebody wants to have to trade out of that spot. And nothing is impossible, Mo. I truly believe that. But I just don't see any of those three teams, especially with new coaches, right, except for Chicago, wanting to trade out of that spot when they know how important a quarterback is to the success, long-term success of the franchise, of the team. And guess what? If I'm the coach, yeah, they might be a young quarterback. I got to develop them. But I don't want to go somewhere and not have a quarterback.
Here's the only scenario that I could see the Raiders getting one of those three spots. Mm. And is specifically speaking about the third spot. I understand that all three teams, the top three, need quarterbacks. But who's to say that the third team is going to want that third quarterback available? So let's say Cleveland goes to the Bears and, I don't know, Drake May goes to Washington. Who's to say New England wants Jaden Daniels? I know that seems preposterous to a lot of people because they're just assuming, oh, quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. But that third team may not love that third quarterback available. They just may not. They may prefer someone at the end of the first round. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a slight chance if that third, if the Patriots don't like who's available there at three, that third of the top quarterbacks available, they may move back. There is a slight chance that that could happen. But let's say it doesn't. I still think the Raiders could move up and not to 4 or 5. I think there's a possibility that the Raiders move up to, let's say, 9 or 10.
Yeah.
The Bears pick at 9 and the Jets pick at 10. Why would they move up to 9 or 10? Because they want to get ahead of the Minnesota Vikings, who are at 11, and the Denver Broncos at 12. So if the Raiders like, let's say, Bo Nix, right, but they fear that the Broncos or the Vikings may pick Bo Nix, they're going to have to jump over those two teams to get him, which means they're going to have to get him at 9 or 10. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, you're overdrafting if you get Bo Nix at 9 or 10. Listen, if that's who the Raiders feel is their guy, you go get that guy.
Yeah.
I say this every year. We our rankings for media people, for the most, for the most esteemed draft analysts out there, their QB rankings, their prospect rankings are different than some of these teams' prospect rankings. So you may have Bo Nix as a middle round, as a middle first rounder, or as a late first rounder. There may be three teams who have him as a top 10 pick, and the Raiders just may be one of them. Who knows? So just before you say, oh, Bo Nix is not a top 10 pick, just remember that your draft board is not going to look like the Raiders draft board, and they may disagree with you on it.
Well, and remember, Raiders fans have PTSD from Cleveland Farrell, like, you know, and some of the overdrafts that we saw during the Gruden years. So I understand their feeling. Oh, don't overdraft somebody. But you're absolutely right. When it comes to players like that, we just don't know. In fact, the more I read and the more I kind of understand, and again, I'm completely guessing. To your point, Mo, we don't know crap. We don't know what's on their draft board. We're not in their meetings to understand what the scouting staff believes is the best need for this team. They don't even have an offensive coordinator. So that could change everything too. You get Cliff Kingsbury, by the way, I wrote a story on him yesterday on SportsNot. Go read it. If you get him versus you get Clint Kubiak, you know, you might have different personnel that you think about. So we don't know. So we're just guessing right now, but it's fun to guess. It gives us something to talk about when the Raiders aren't playing. But it's funny, the more and more I read, I think I just have a weird feeling it will be Bo Nix. It's funny you bring that up because I do think the other three will be gone. So I think that might be an opportunity for the Raiders to get there. But I agree, they have to. That's the other thing. Not only are you getting your quarterback, but you have to watch your division. You have a division rival who's looking for a quarterback. That's huge. So they have to be able to your point, they can't get beat out in their own division on that. Now let's look at the draft picks the Raiders have, just to remind folks out there again of where they pick. Of course, as we just discussed, round one, 13, round two, 44. Then they go straight through 3, 4, 5, and 6, right? So 77, 113, 149. They have a round six pick, number 206, from Kansas City for Farrell, Neil Farrell, who they traded back in the preseason, right? And then they have three picks in the seventh round. These are compensatory picks, right? For free agents, or Herndon was a trade, if I recall. Gillespie, Tennessee, and Mullins in Minnesota. So they have three. Now, seven-round picks, you might say, well, who cares about seventh-round picks? But you never know. Those can be used as capital to move up. As throw-ins, for example, if you're looking to trade Hunter Renfrow or something and you throw in a pick along with it, somebody might take that as extra compensation. But you look at that, the Raiders have their full complement. Tom Telesco walks in and he's got a lot to deal with here. He's got the ability to package stuff up, and then that's just this year. Then you got picks next year, and the following year you can also trade as well, future compensation. So when you look at that, Mo, they're going to have plenty of opportunities, especially rounds 1 through 4, depending what happens with trading up. And we know Tom Telesco has never traded down, ever. He's never traded down. Now, it doesn't mean he won't do it here, but he hasn't done it yet. So you look at that full complement of picks, and I think the Raiders are in a pretty good position when it comes to entering the draft with options.
Right. And I saw the commentary that, well, Tom Telesco is not an aggressive guy when it comes, they're not aggressive GM when it comes to the draft and moving up. And I brought the point that his situation in Las Vegas is going to be different. Remember, Tom Telesco, when he got to Los Angeles, which was San Diego when he first got there with the Chargers, he inherited basically Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers was there for a while. And they went from Phillip Rivers to Justin Herbert in a draft where they had a top 10 pick and three quarterbacks went in the top 10. So he didn't have to be aggressive to get his quarterback. He had one, and then they had a pick to get one. So it's going to be a different situation in Las Vegas where he may have to be aggressive to get one because the Raiders are I don't want to say far down the ladder, but they're 13th in the draft order, and they need a quarterback. So you can't just assume because he didn't move up for he didn't move up a ton in San Diego, Los Angeles, that he's not going to do it in Las Vegas because different needs, different team dynamics, different situations.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Correct. And folks might not agree with it, but I want to prepare folks, because if the quarterback they want, and maybe they have a 1 and a 1A, so maybe there's two guys out of that rookie class that they would really want in the first round or first, second round, whatever it may be, and they both are gone, then expect the Raiders to take an offensive lineman or a cornerback, something like that. So I think people could be disappointed if because we don't know, like you said, if we don't know if the Raiders, have that thing, and then they have, you know what, we have Michael Penix Jr. in the third. So all our first rounders are gone. So we're not going to take them in the first round. We're not going to move up, or if they tried to move up and they couldn't, then they're going to take the best player at the position of need that they have, and then they can wait on the quarterback. But that's why the plan B is so important here too, Mo, outside of the draft, is what are the Raiders, they have to go into this planning season and say, okay, if we can't get our number one bona fide franchise guy that we think is going to be our guy for years to come, what's plan B in the draft? One. Two, what's plan B for free agency to bring somebody in case we need a bridge starter until we can get a quarterback next year or whatever year? So I think that as much as it is the top priority for the franchise, what's outside of their control, they don't know yet. So they're going to have to plan for that and have those backup plans at that position. So I could see the Raiders sticking at 13 and taking somebody at a position of need there, or if he finally does it, trade down a couple spots if somebody really wants to jump up and be able to get some more capital.
Yeah, and I brought up Bo Nix simply because I understand, like, while I like Michael Penix, I just have a feeling that the Raiders wouldn't trade up for Michael Penix simply because with his injury history, you'd rather have that guy available than trade up for him. So that's why when I say in a trade-up situation from 13 to maybe – 9 or 10, I could see the target being Bo Nix.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying because Bo Nix is this phenomenal prospect, but I think he's the most he's the most realistic target in that spot. If you're going to move up, you don't have to worry about an injury history. And he has a ton of collegiate experience. I know some people look at that as a negative. I don't. I think that also helps a prospect be able to come into the NFL level and play right away because they have all of that collegiate experience. So I'm just throwing Bo Nix out there as a realistic target. I know people would say, Bo Nix is a bomb. He's not a good prospect. I'm just preparing you just in case it does happen. Just like Scott is preparing you in case they don't take a quarterback with their first pick. It could happen. I also bring up Cam Ward as a target on the back end if they were to move back.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Remember that everybody's like, oh, Bo Nix, he's so old. He's old. Bo Nix is a year younger than Aiden O'Connell. So, I mean, you know, people say this stuff and the narrative gets, and it's because he's transferred, and I get it. It seems like he's older. He's not the guy who's played 9 years Division I college football. I forgot the guy's name, but he's not that. So, and I agree with you. I think he reminds me a lot of, although he only had one injury, was Hendon Hooker, who's now on the Lions, who's going to be the Lion. I think has a good shot of being the Lions' future quarterback if he plays well next year. He's sitting behind Jared Goff, of course, but it was good because he had to sit out this year anyway because of a knee injury. But you have guys like that. Yeah, you're not going to – I think Penix is the guy who's going to drop late in the draft and might be a third rounder. And so if that's the case and you have it there and you're there and you want to take a flyer on him, great. And somebody will. And if he pans out, it'll be great. But it all depends on what's going on. So we're going to get into the draft a lot as we go through the offseason, of course. But I wanted to touch on that a little bit just to talk about some of the needs and to show you what the Raiders picks are. Again, just I'll flash it up on the screen for folks if they want to screenshot it too, if they want to keep it, which is the full complement of picks, all those compensatory picks at the end and the picks from the trades. So they got a lot of capital this year to work with. And of course they can also work with next year's capital as well, as you can look ahead there. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, guess what we're going to do, Mo? We're going to get into numbers, my least favorite thing in the world, because I suck at math. And that is the salary cap. And I actually have a piece up on Sports Not Running today on the salary cap. It was very hard for me, Mo, because it's numbers. But we went through it, and I wrote a piece about it. But I want to go through with you. And we're going to go through live. We're going to go on over the cap too, live here. And we're going to play around a little bit. Like, what if we did this? Boom. And show you a little bit of the cap space that the Raiders have heading into the 2024 season. So that's all coming up here on Silver and Black today in Odyssey Original Podcast. Again, don't go anywhere or we will hunt you down and we will find you. We're coming back right after this break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.